Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Catherine Computer back on the show. Catherine is here. She's the president of Self Brand. She's the author of a number of books. All the important books on branding. You Are a Brand, Breakthrough Branding, Graduate to a Great Career, Women Who Brand. You get starting to get the picture.
Right.
She's our good friend, Catherine. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
You want to talk about productivity today, though, don't you?
Well, I do, because I think one of the things, you know, when you're an entrepreneur that you realize pretty quickly is that being an entrepreneur takes everything you've got. You know, you got to have true grit. You wear a lot of different hats. You have to be a leader who inspires people. You have to be a marketer. You have to be a hard worker. But you also have to be smart, because you know, Jim, as you and I know, you could be spending all your time working when you're an entrepreneur. There's no, like, you know, bell goes off at 6 and you can walk out the door.
Oh, no, so you actually, what I say is we weave a very fine seam between our business and our life.
Right.
And I never really get away from my business, almost never. And it doesn't bother me that much, because I love my business.
Right.
But it's troubling for people around me sometimes.
right, because you're always working or thinking about things and,
yeah,
you know, you like doing it on weekends and all that kind of thing. But, you know, it's funny. I've been fascinated, you know, when I wrote the book Breakthrough Branding, which is my branding book for entrepreneurs.
Right.
I talked to a lot of entrepreneurs. I read about a lot of successful entrepreneurs. And I was really interested in, you know, what makes a difference? How do they handle and manage their time that's different than what you and I? And I think, you know, some of the stuff is not surprising. You know, you need to make time for yourself, you know, and
right,
your own health, you know, and making a time to exercise. You know, one of the people I talk about in the book is Barbara Corcoran, who started the Corcoran Group. Now she's pretty famous from being
right
on Shark Tank. But she says 1 hour a day, you know, it's religious. She goes to the gym, she exercises. And I think that's important, because that's often the key thing that people throw out the window, is getting some exercise.
Well, that's right. And the thing is, though, is if you look back on, when small business owners look back on their career, as they've grown their business, in the early days, maybe the first 3 years, 5 years, heck, maybe 10 years, you're afraid to leave your business. You know what I mean? You're afraid you'll miss something. Maybe a phone, you might miss a phone call or something, or you don't have enough. You haven't got enough capital to hire enough people to handle all the issues, and you have to take your more than your share of stuff, and so it's hard to break loose after that kind of commitment, which you don't mind because you love your business, you see
right
progress, you're glad you're doing it, but you, at some point in time, you've got to say, okay, well, let me give you a quick example. I remember feeling guilty if I decided to knock off at 4 o'clock. I mean, that was ridiculous. I'm supposed to be here till 7, and somebody said, why don't you just take off to the rest of the day at 4 o'clock? And I remember thinking, can I really do that?
Right.
You have to give yourself permission, don't you?
You have to give it, because think of all the times that you're working till 7 or 8 at night, or working weekends. And that's the whole beauty of it, is giving yourself permission and you being in charge of your own time management and having a strategy for your time. You know, I think each of us has to define our own balance, you know. Some people tell me, you know, some entrepreneurs tell me that when they're on the road, they work longer hours because the family isn't around, you know. And then when they're
right
in town, you know, they keep that time, you know, evening time or whatever the time is, you know, for family, so that there's a balance between working and family.
Well, there's
a lot of divorced people who are entrepreneurs.
Right. No, that's right. A lot of businesses have caused that. But, you know, the other thing is, I've been called a workaholic.
Right.
And I took umbrage at that, because I didn't think that I was, because I liked what I was doing. But you can't just look at the results of your, at how it impacts you,
Right.
The workaholic indictment is also how it impacts the people around you.
Right, right.
Like you were saying.
Right, and that's why I know, like, some people, if they have young children, they'll go home at 6 o'clock and spend a couple hours, put the kids to bed, and then work again, you know, from their home
office. I did that for years. I did that for that very thing for years. No question about it.
Smart, because then your kids feel like they have a father or a mother, you know, and that's a very, very important thing.
Well, see, that's the beauty of technology.
Right.
You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that 35 years ago, 40 years ago.
Right.
But 25 years ago, when I was starting my business, 28 years ago, there was the early part of some of the technology. I was able to do that with multiple pieces of technology. Hey, Catherine, I need your website, please.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Catherine with a C, computer with a K. I'm Jim with a J. We're going to take a quick break. 10, no, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.